Tom C. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Sophia Trejo Harris -HARRIS. Address is 1665 El Cerrito, Cerrito Avenue, Red Bluff, California, 96080, phone 530-828-1062, ID is XXX1381, date of birth 9/29/1989. This is a
She is
31 year old right-handed Hispanic woman.
What'd she do?
She's a school counselor.
School counselor. Insurance is Anthem. Pharmacy is Walgreens-Red Bluff. It is addressed to It's addressed to Dignity Women's Health Services, 2490 Sister Mary Columba Drive, Red Bluff, California, 96080. Phone 530-529-2966. Attention, Leanna L.E. N-E-A Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R-N-P.
What is it, sweetheart? What is it, sweetie? Poor kitty. What is it? What is it, sweetheart? What is it, sweetheart? Poor little kitty.
There's a carbon copy to Matthew Moore, D period, O period. Red Bluff, the clinical indication, neurological evaluation with persistent neck pain and cephalgia. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Sophia, Trejo-Harris, Harris. For neurological evaluation, new paragraph, as you may remember, she developed overnight neck pain and cephalgia, more asymmetrically initially on the right, involving the ear and lateral portion of the head, as well as her neck, for which she was seen in the emergency department at St. Elizabeth's Hospital, with evaluation to exclude otitis, subparagraph. She was subsequently treated with a glucocorticoid dose pack and muscle relaxants, which improved her symptoms somewhat. New paragraph, extensive imaging was initially completed with her complaints of pain radiating into the anterior right chest, neck, and the back of her head. Subparagraph, CT angiography, including CTs of the face, head, vascular brain angiography, neck, anterior chest was all unremarkable. New paragraph. Since that time, she's had persistent symptoms of pain involving the posterior neck with stiffness radiating to the head, sometimes more asymmetric on the right, without visual changes, necessarily nausea or vomiting, but associated with neck stiffness and persistent symptoms of unsteadiness and ataxia. New paragraph. Her past medical history is essentially unremarkable. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows normal cranial nerve function, including palatal function and swallowing. Her neck, new paragraph, shows stiffness on rotation with increased pain posterior on flexion extension. Sensory examination shows hypesthesia laterally on the distal left fifth digit, fourth digit, center of the palm, and more proximally, as well as laterally, in the left arm, hypesthesia extending into the subclavicular area and the right shoulder. New paragraph. Cervical range of motion with rotation, extension and abduction is tender in the anterior right shoulder, the trapezius, and the supraspinatus muscle. New paragraph, there is palpable tenderness in the cervical paraspinal muscles as well, typically in the mid-cervical region. new paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are symmetrically preserved, possibly slightly more brisk on the right in the lower extremity. New paragraph. There are no pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. Passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers shows that the right upper and lower extremity have slightly increased neuromuscular tone compared to the left, but there's no obvious clonus. New paragraph. Her ambulatory examination is preserved, but she feels ataxic. Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Sophia presented with the sudden onset of headache associated with right-sided facial symptoms, the persistence of cervical tension slash spasm, slight asymmetry in her reflexes with reduced motor strength on JMAR testing in the right hand, 5 pounds, left hand, 25 pounds, suggesting acute motor weakness. Her examination would suggest that she has a mid to upper cervical radiculopathy, possibly at the C4, C5 level. Recommendations. She is currently scheduled for MR imaging of the cervical spine, which needs to be accomplished as quickly as possible. New paragraph. Would be my preference to have her hospitalized and have this done immediately, if possible, so that surgical intervention can be considered if the need is identified. New paragraph. With the vascular angiographic findings, I would also be interested in completing a higher resolution brain MR and Cal Circle of Willis studies available here in Chico, but I would not have her come down here solely for this at this point where she needs intervention. With possible cervical spinal involvement. New paragraph. She should be followed very carefully during the next week. New paragraph. I will plan on seeing her for evaluation following her cervical MR imaging study. New paragraph. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.